Our world is dying, politicians are lying, and just when you feel like crying, sit and have a listen to people who have shit themselves.
Okay. I've just caught a glimpse of what is on your laptop, by the way. I'm not going to look anymore. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I don't know if that's what you're here to talk about.
Also, I'm sorry, my stomach dropped and I was like, what did I leave on there?
It could be fucking anything.
Oh my God.
Did I tell you this? Worst. I've realised. So I'm signed in on like Google Classroom, whatever.
Oh no.
At work. It is my Google account. Mate. Oh. I've put stuff like how to properly clean your vibrator.
She's like, into hygiene. Is that all that?
I just want to make sure I'm being safe. We've got to stop doing this. Hi, I'm Claudia.
Hi, I'm Evie.
The hosts of the Poodcast, a podcast trying to break down the poo taboo like it's the frickin' Berlin Wall.
Have you said that recently again?
No.
Oh, no, it was my friend the other day used that analogy of the Berlin Wall, and I was quite surprised, and here it is popping up yet
I was
again.
Just like, what does one try and break down other than my general self-esteem? Like, what? What else do I try and break down?
Well, I don't you try, you just...
That actually does make me think of one time, the one thing that comes to mind when I think of what I needed to break down was once when I blocked my toilet. I think we spoke about this on the podcast before.
Oh, you should break
and
the
I had
toilet.
To use, I had to use a coat hanger.
It's not nice, is it?
It's not nice.
It's not good.
I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Okay. What do you want to talk about?
Also, because Rich was so mad at me.
Because you blocked the toilet or because you used a coat hanger?
The coat hanger.
Which end did you use?
Spiky end.
Like
you're gonna chop it.
Yeah, but like I'm saying the hooked end.
Yeah, the hook.
Oh, okay. If I had a metal hanger, I think I probably would have gone.
But you're not gonna get the chop with that. You need the sharpness.
Okay.
You do. Believe me.
Well, you should have got your poo knife out.
I wish I'd had a poo knife.
That would have
And
solved
I had to go to B&Q. Let's just move on.
Sorry.
How?
I feel sick.
No. Let's stop it now. Might actually cut that out.
Okay. Well, I'm editing this one, so.
But it's horrible.
It is vile. Just tell
also,
me.
Also, at what point am I going to start realising I'm in control of what I say? Like, no one's forcing me. And then I go, oh my God, we must cut it out. Like, I decided. No one, you didn't ask me about it.
No.
I brought it up. I even paused that. Before I said it. Had time to reflect.
I feel sick thinking, okay. Sorry.
How are your bum and tum, Evie, other than absolutely destroy what I just mentioned?
Well, Claudie, thank you for asking me. We have spoken about something of late, and I've got something new to add to it. We have spoken recently quite a lot about flatulence. I've had issues with eating sweet potato, I've discovered. I don't feel unwell.
If you tell me you have recently eaten a goddamn sweet potato, you said you're going to stop.
I promised, and I kept my word.
Okay, good girl.
I've not, but... I've also found a separate solution for the problem. Have you heard about minty patches?
Take me on a journey.
I'll tell you about the minty patches. So, there is a thing...
You do it with the whistle.
I just wanted to,
just a little bit.
Let me tell you about some minty patches you can put in your pants. So excited to share this knowledge with you. I don't know why I'm like this. So, these minty patches... Or a pair of pants that come with a special, like, sort of pocket near the sort of where your anus would be, with a mint-scented patch. So every time you fart, the fart smells nice, smells like mint, and it can conceal people who have ongoing issues with flatulence. And they're refillable, so what
I've
heard.
They sponsor?
Oh, fuck, I hadn't thought about that.
Free stuff.
And cash.
That too.
And I want cash. I want the cash. But I do want those. I want to give them a go. Because then I could eat sweet potato with no...
How has no one ever thought about this?
Well, they have. I know. But then I don't... How much would they really work? And would there be... Like, would it just be like mint, like poo with a hint of mint?
You know how influencers have... It's just poo with a hint of mint.
Yes, sorry.
A light wind coming down with a hint of mint. No, you know how like influencers, they say like they're going
to
do a...
I need to stop for a sec. Hang on. Sorry, there's one more coming.
How can you know there's only one more hiccup? It's not like burps. Are you just able to stop your own hiccup?
Oh, booger, booger! Jesus Christ. Thank you, Claudia. Okay, I think I've done... Yeah. Thank you. Okay.
Good stuff there. Okay. No.
Good stuff, that.
Oh, no, there was one more.
Oh, you talk, I'll hold my breath. So,
hang on.
Ooh, heaven forfend.
Fuck.
I'm also watching it on the thing to see how much the mic is picking up your hiccup. Oh, it's powerful, and it's quite a lot.
All right. Okay, I'm going to take over solo piloting for a little while you deal with that. Because I don't remember what we were talking about.
Oh, yeah. So you know how influencers, like, they're like, oh, I'm going to come on live at 5 o'clock because you're going to watch me try this new makeup.
Oh, yeah.
We could host.
But we have to wait for the fart.
The world's worst, stinkiest party where we test the pants.
We can invite some lucky listeners.
To review in person.
Yeah.
Whilst I do love that, I think for the live people watching live, you can't share the smell of a scent on... You can't share the scent. It's a bit like...
And that's acting. If you're good enough, you can, they will smell it.
I think that's why, you know, perfume adverts are just... They go, we can't share the smell, so do you mind if we just go insane for 30 seconds?
Oh my God,
seconds?
I know why they need to sponsor us. Mental. Because we're going to make a perfume advert, but like a stinky one for these pants.
Oh my God, perfect. And it's going to be like, do you ever think about your destiny? And then it's just
And
like,
then it will be like green.
And then it'll be like some lover like breathing down your neck with this. And he's like, what's that?
Yeah.
And then you're like, that's right.
Is that a giant ass? No. It's the volcanic minty eruption, and like she'll be sat on top of a volcano in a bikini.
Oh yeah.
And out comes the mint lava spreading down the hill. The villagers at the bottom of the hill going, oh no, but then they lap it up.
Yeah. Oh my God, creative genius. Like, you blow me away.
Steven
literally.
Spiel. Oh, is there a minty fresh thing that's to do with Spiel?
What do you mean?
No, Spear? I thought Steven Spearmintberg.
What is his film?
It's better in my head.
We can riff it a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, so that's great.
So have you heard about those? And like maybe we should either ask them for sponsorship or try them out or order them.
All of it. All of the above.
I don't want to not eat sweet potatoes the rest of my life. But also, at the moment I cannot.
Mate, I was telling you about this earlier. So I did. Mm. Right. Also, I know we've addressed this before. I've really struggled to say the word fart. I can't say it. I don't like it.
You're going to have to say it because...
No, I broke wind. No.
Okay, fine. You broke wind. But that's not even the worst. Like, you don't come across great in this story is what I will say. I'm sorry. You don't.
I didn't do it. No. So
when
what
your
happened,
husband asked you who you'd blame it on, you said, and you gave the reason why, and I
no,
was...
I he said you didn't he didn't say who would you blame it on. He said who was the person in question that you would have blamed it on, because who was the child that was there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
And what
so
did you say?
I was teaching a lesson today, and I called up one of the kids I teach to the board to come have a go on the board, and as I called them up, I broke wind, and it was awful. Like, genuinely, I felt really sad.
Can you describe what the smell was? Because when I described to you my awful farts, my mum used to get a lot of perms in the 90s, and she used to make me go and sit with her, and they smell, my bad farts smell like perm really strongly. I think it's the ammonia. I don't know. And all I can say is a bad perm. So have you got any?
This one was a bad romance. A rotten apple.
Fucking hell, mate.
A worm to the core.
Was it just pure shit then?
Why do you want, like, it I was just want it was like a bad... barn.
Okay. A barn?
It's like a barn.
Like a barny, yeah, okay, fine. I just would like...
And I could see all the TAs just kind of shifting awkwardly. And it was just like... And then my husband, when we were talking about this, Rich was like, oh, well, who was the child in question? And I said, it was one of the children in my class who's non-verbal. So Evie thought I was saying, oh, and that's the kid I blame on, which I wouldn't. And also, I'm a fantastic Makaton teacher, and he would know how to say to everybody.
Oh, really?
Oh, believe me.
Okay.
He's got the goods. He's so smart.
I'm not keeping score.
I'm better now. You do. You are a serial score keeper.
Do you know what I am? I'm fucking tit for tat,
you,
scum, petty scum.
You keep score. Like when we were at Thingy's Hendy the other day and we were playing that game
where you have to say to somebody like something that's going to make them feel a bit awkward. And you went to our mate, oh, do you remember that time we found that tampon under your bed? And she was like, that was 10 years ago and you didn't bring it up then.
Yeah.
And you ratted her out in front of all of us.
Can you believe that though?
Yeah,
you used tampon under her bed.
Yeah, but what are you, where do you get off? Bringing up,
I don't get off on
shit.
That, but I'm sorry. Are you saying to me if you found a used tampon under somebody's bed, you're going to forget that?
No.
Okay.
But I'm not going to bring it up in a drinking game 10 years later.
That's where you and I go our separate ways.
I did, yeah, poor her. But, you know, it did
the
happen.
Game was also to see if that person would break.
I thought that, and
which did, is a fucking nasty game. I don't like that
it's
game.
It's a bitchy game.
I don't, which is why everything I was saying was nice necklace. Like I couldn't think of. It
is,
I like. I don't want to play this game.
It's also quite funny when you get so uncomfortable. So the premise of the game is you ask people questions with no break. So it'd be like, Claudia, why are you such a hoe? Evie, why do you have stinky farts? And you have to go back and forth until one of you breaks, and there's got to be no pauses. And Claudia's were really good because they might just be like, Evie, why do you look like a worm? And it just, when you're drinking, it can be as effective.
I know, I can't do anything. Like, it just makes me feel really uncomfortable. So it has to be like, why are your eyes twinkling like the sky?
And that friendship group is the only group of people that I can play that game with. Yeah. My life would be over if I played it with anyone else.
Hey.
Shall we?
Yeah, go on.
Oh my God, okay. I'll go first.
Okay.
Claudia, why you shit at everything?
So simple, and it's so effective.
Just like the pants.
Yes. So, anyway, long story short, I'm going to try these out. Claudia, okay. How's your bum and your tum?
Well, I think as we've established, not good.
Yeah.
So,
mate,
my stomach the last 2 days, I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's Veganuary.
Well, I was going to say.
I think it's Veganuary. Because, we have established many a time, vegetables and fruits don't really like me. No. And I keep chopping them out of a diet.
And you don't like them.
And I don't like them. No. I like chicken. But,
yeah, you do.
So, but I have persevered. I'm still going with Veganuary.
Okay.
The snacks I am slipping up on.
Right.
Quite dramatically.
What happened today?
Just somebody offered me some giant Smarties and I shoved them in my mouth.
I thought when Claudia told me this, she went, I did actually have to eat chocolate today because someone shoved them in my mouth. I was like, that sounds
no,
like a lie.
I was the hand that fed the goat. Like, it was me. And then I went, oh my God, no, I'm doing Veganuary. And then I ate more.
Hey.
And can I tell you something that I didn't mention earlier?
All right.
Okay.
I'm sorry, because you didn't want to admit it in front of your husband.
Okay, I love it.
So I then.
There was a second. So the giant tub of Smarties, the tube, they were given to us by parents at Christmas, and some people hadn't taken them home.
Yeah.
We're whispering because Claudia's husband's here.
He can't know. Okay.
So I took the Smarties the first time.
It's ASMR right now.
I took the Smarties the first time, and I shoved them in my mouth and everyone laughed when I realised I was supposed to be a vegan. Ha ha ha. They think the day is done.
She wanted double laughs.
I then waited till I knew they were all in a staff meeting.
Oh, you swine.
Pretended I was going to the toilet.
Oh! Oh my God.
Went upstairs. Yeah, tooketh the second tub of Smarties.
Mm, yes, queen, get it.
And I put them in my cupboard, and when anybody
is
left
that euphemism for your stomach?
Well, basically, when anybody left the classroom, I would run to the back, and you know they've got that little hole at the top.
Oh yeah,
just tip it down my throat.
Tip it in. Tip me. They're very good to tip, aren't they?
And there's something about knowing that I'm not allowed it. They taste even better.
God, a therapist would have a fucking field day with this shit. So basically, when I got here, I instantly smelled Faken. I was like, ooh, you're fat.
And it was just me. It was me.
And Claudia then starts having a... She was like, yeah, well, we're supposed to be doing Veganuary, but Rich had chicken the other night and he's going to France, so he's going to be having cheese and wine. What milk would you like with your tea, Rich? Will we be having... And he was like, oat milk, Claudia. Sorry, Claudia. I have oat milk, Claudia. And all the while, you have... accidentally had Smarties. And then, on top of that, you have deceived the workforce and said that you're going to the toilet, but actually you're sneaking dairy-filled snacks. Claudia, I'm not judging you for it. I will do the same. I'll lie. I'll hide things in my bag, in my bra. When you said cupboard, I was like, that's
in
actually
my
better.
Ass.
I honestly thought you were going to say, I went into the room and I just stuffed my face as quickly as possible. And that's fine. I'm not going to snitch on you, of course. You know, snitches get stitches. However, things have gone on here.
Look, when it comes to meat and cheese, I'm 100% faithful. Okay.
But Ross is.
But the chocolate has been my downfall.
Of course, because okay? It's delicious.
And also because I'm not prepared. I haven't gone and bought myself some vegan chocolate. Also, I haven't.
But some vegan chocolate is okay, but it's mostly fucking tastes like cling film, liquid cling film.
What do you want me to do?
I don't mind.
On Saturday night, I wanted a takeaway, and all the vegan ones looked shit, but I persevered. Okay. And I got myself a Schmicken burger.
Okay. Can you talk us through a Schmicken burger?
Hold on, did I talk about... No, I haven't told you about this yet. No.
No. Is this maybe, on reflection, what might be affecting the bum and tum?
It felt... Inside, it was like pate.
In a good way?
No.
No.
Because I hadn't ordered pate.
If you wanted pate, you would have just had pate.
I would have had pate.
And no one would be like, I want a pate burger.
And I'd say, I'll give you a pate burger and I'll give you a pat on the back as well.
Yeah.
But this, it just wasn't, it did. And the main reason I wanted it is actually because I wanted the chips. So I did just have the chips and then I was I should eat the Schmicken burger.
Chips are vegan.
Exactly.
That's something.
So it's fine. I can just live off chips.
Yeah, perfect. That's what you were kind of doing before.
To be fair, circa 2011.
That's what I tell you about the day that I realised I'd had cheesy chips and snake bite for dinner 6 days in a row.
Snake bite even just features in the dinner as if it's like part of,
part of the recommended diet. Cheesy chips and snake bite.
That happened 6 days in a row. It's awful.
It'd be a great name for a band. Cheesy chips and snake bite.
Cheesy chips. And anyway. Sorry.
Well, no, there's more to say. The Schmicken burger wasn't great. Oh, I wouldn't recommend. There are some good stuff out there, but I think...
You're yet to find it.
I'm yet to find it. We have had some nice vegan meals. Mm. We have, But I eat veggie meals all the time. That's not the ish. This is it. It was the vegan challenge, I've let everyone down.
It's okay. You've not let anybody down. You're doing really well. It's the egg. It's the milk. It's... everywhere. Egg is in everything.
Yeah.
Milk is in everything.
It's in everything. And
sure,
I keep
you can avoid cheese, but the issue is not
cheese. Has actually been way easier to avoid. I've actually managed to avoid cheese so far, but it's the egg and it's the milk. It's the chocolate. And it's me.
Cups of tea. I'm the problem.
It's cheese. But yeah, so bum and tum have not been good. They've been really bad. Actually,
okay, look, I'm going to say something, and it's going to be hard for me to say anything, even harder for you to hear. You are down, and I think it's Veganuary. You're down, and that's how I felt when I did Veganuary, and I'm worried about you.
But the worst thing about it as well is that you'd think I'd be this vision of health. Mm. Mate, I put on my jeans today,
and obviously I was expecting it because Christmas was... Mm. Wild, but my jeans were so tight and it was so uncomfortable, and then I've been having this really bad wind, I think from all the veg. So I felt like there was just this button, this danger button, pressing down on my stomach, just waiting for havoc to implode. And then I was like, kids, we're gonna do the sensory circuit, high knees. Well, start doing my high knees. No one was safe.
No.
No. We can stop recording. I can't. Otherwise, I've got.
Otherwise, we've got. I've got 23 minutes there.
So, however, no one was safe. I have fun news for you.
Oh, great.
So, I have my boss is on maternity leave at the minute. And I have a new boss currently, and she's great. I really like her. And she's called Paula.
Oh, hey, Paula.
She's from Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was telling me about a Spanish tradition. So when I saw her, I'm gonna turn this off, I don't need to see myself. When I saw her on the first day back at school, she was like, I only just got back from Spain. I was like, oh, that's pretty late. She was like, oh, and I have to stay until at least the 6th of January because that's when we open our presents. I was like, what? Okay. So like Christmas Day is all about the food. Great. Food is key.
I do like that. Designated separate days for things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then on, I think I'm getting this right. I have huge apologies if I'm getting this wrong. The 5th of January is then when they have presents. And so then the 6th, they have off still, so the children are supposed to play with the presents. It might be the 6th and the 7th. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so she was like, so I have to stay there. And she was like, you know, because I have to smack the log. And I was like, oh, I don't know her very well yet. Can I make a joke?
Mm.
Also, can I inquire about this further? Because I'm scared.
I think that's... Like,
has she been DBS checked?
I've just got to smack that log.
This is concerning. And like, see this like smile on her face, and she was like, "You don't know what I'm talking about, do you?" I was like, "Paula, please explain."
No damn fucking straight. I
you
don't
knew,
know what
you
the
knew, I didn't
knew
know
what you were doing.
Was. You wanted to tell me, Paula, and I'm.
Of course, you did.
I'm so glad that she did. So they have, they make these. So imagine one log, I don't know, about 20 inches.
Okay.
And four wooden legs. Looks almost like a log version of Colin the Caterpillar.
Okay, got
and
on
to
with
point
you.
That they draw a little eye and mouth and stuff. Like that. It's a Christmas log.
Wait, hang on, then they're gonna smack this poor bastard.
Yeah.
What's he ever done? So, oh my fucking God.
I will put this picture up online.
Guys, what I'm looking at right now is the sort of happy little face of a log with legs and a little red cape over, and it's sort of almost looks like a nug of poo coming out of a sort of quite hemorrhoidy anus.
Now, this
but
is
he's
not
thrilled about it. He's very happy.
He's so
log.
Chuffed about it. I think the Tio de Nadal.
Beautiful accent as well.
Thank you so much, Duolingo. Translated as the Christmas log.
This just really sounds like something you've made up.
So I haven't bought this up because it looks like a poo. I've bought this up because the tradition is so that in early December, you get your Christmas log and you have to pretend to feed it.
No,
so
I
come,
don't
children,
believe
come.
You.
We need to
children,
feed the log.
Come and feed
we
the
need
log.
To cover it in the blanket to keep it warm. And
this is one of those mental traditions that when you grow up with it, you don't question it. When you hear it.
This is exactly what she
never...
said. She was like, I can see in your face that this is freaking you out.
It's insane.
But this was my childhood. And so... they go and feed the log and
she's
they
burped on mic.
Sorry, I did deny.
Yeah, I love it. It's fine. Keep it in.
Excuse me. Okay. It's my Christmas log.
That's your Christmas fucking log.
Like, so they fatten up the log, supposedly.
Of course it doesn't change size.
Of course it doesn't change size. It's also
guys, we can't
word.
Smack it yet. It's not got fat yet.
And then, hold on, let me check if I'm getting
feel
this
like
right.
Christmas log, I've got fat.
Okay, so... on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve, depending on which household you're in, you put the log by the fireplace.
Oh my
and
God.
And you order it to defecate.
No, you don't.
It's on Wikipedia.
What?
Okay. So.
Do a poo.
The
log.
Fire part of the tradition, so this bit is not as now widely spread as the rest of it, but the defecating bit. Still is.
Mm.
So you order the log to defecate and you beat it with sticks. So you whack the log.
So you, the log is getting whacked by its own family.
It's so poetic.
You get a version of a log and hit the log with a smaller log.
It would be like my mum being hit with me.
Yeah. Awful business.
What an image. You pause it, man. So you hit the log and you sing various songs as you do it, which I can only imagine are things like hit the log, make the log you poop.
Something like that.
Poop a scooper, make the log you poop.
We're going to need to get Paola on so
yeah,
she can share.
100%.
Great.
Paola's a bit bonkers. I really like Paola.
No,
and
no fucking shit.
I think she's got a lot to say. She's great. She's great crack. Anyway, so the tradition says that before beating, all of the children must leave the room and go to another place of the house to pray, asking for the log to deliver a lot of presents. I feel sadder about this now knowing the children aren't there beating the log. It's the adults now that are beating the log.
Yeah, I mean, that's weirder, isn't
that's
it?
Sad. Okay,
that's a group of grown adults.
Yeah. But so it does say here on Wiki that nowadays the praying tradition has been left behind. But still, children do go into a different room, usually the kitchen, to warm their stick next to a fire. Okay? And this gives the adult... So what happens is they beat the log, and apparently Paola was saying, she's like... So then the adults look under the blanket and they go, oh, keep beating, he's still not pooped yet.
Fuck
not yet.
Off.
And so they're literally, as if almost like, you know, as if you're supporting somebody in labour where you'd be down like, it's a head, but imagine like it coming out of the arse. Like, yeah, exactly.
A pooler.
Very nice. And
Paola the pooler. Don't tell her I said that, please.
No, I mean, I haven't told her about this podcast, okay, and I don't think I will after this. But so then...
Sorry, I can just see the images of all of them lined up with little happy faces.
It's absolutely mad.
We'll get this on Instagram.
We will. So depending on the region of Catalonia, it may also give out dried figs, but it's usually... Oh, yes. And
like
so
figs.
So the log doesn't usually drop large objects. I love the use of the phrase drop.
Does it drop anything?
Because it's so, the whole thing is that the reason that you do this, she said, it's because it's considered to be the three wise men giving gifts.
That seems
still
that
don't
seems
fully understand that.
Very opaque.
But it leaves
reference.
Like candy and nuts and small toys, anything that would come out of it, saying this. Nothing too big.
Oh, wait, hang on. So the adults then go, oh, look, kids.
Yeah,
kids,
and so the kids look
here.
Under the blanket, look at what the log shat. Kids, come look what the log shat for you. So, like, it's literally, that's, you know our version of, that. Santa coming down the chimney?
Yeah.
Imagine the chimney is someone's arsehole. That's where the presents are coming from. It's still coming down. The presents come out.
I think you could, if you were a very creative parent, you could make that a magic trick.
Phenomenal.
Couldn't you? You could look under, nothing.
Yeah.
Beep, beep, beep again. Look under the next time, all there.
Yeah.
You could make that a magic
but
trick.
But you'd have to be pretty quick. I don't know how you do that.
I reckon
that's magic, isn't it? That's
yeah.
the whole point.
That sounds an easy enough trick. I reckon
that sounds
even
magic.
Pull that off. Some kind of mirror.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh my God, Evie.
What?
So there's there's lyrics to the song.
Can you say shit? Did you say shit?
The song goes, shit, T.O. T.O. is the name of the log.
Of course, why wouldn't it
shit,
be?
Shit, T.O., hazelnuts and nougats. Do not shit herrings. They are too salty. Shit nougats. They taste better. Shit T.O. Almonds and nougats. And if you don't want to shit, I will hit you with a stick.
I like that rhyme sort of stays in place.
Shit T.O.
Are they saying shit? Like, I feel like
yes,
that's not...
Yes, but it's saying as in, yeah, like poop.
Yeah, I understand, babe. I'm just
no, I know that. I'm guessing like caga isn't in Spain isn't a less offensive
okay,
way.
Right.
It's like saying poop, but the translation means
shit. I don't know what to
do. Oh my god!
Now
and look at
this
black and white image.
Stunning.
That is a ye old drawing of beating the T.O.
The kids are really going for it. That looks quite a big log though.
Yeah, it does.
I can't say beating the log without feeling like I'm talking about something really not okay. I've got so many more questions that we simply don't have the time for. But if you've ever beaten a log, you know, get in touch. Are there any traditions from your culture that may sound insane?
Yeah.
And are any of them poo related? Obviously, we've had the poo knife.
Obviously, we've had the poo knife.
Of course, now we've got...
the shit log.
Thank you so much for bringing this into my life.
I'll be honest, I knew it was good, but until we've literally delved in, I didn't realise it was that good.
I didn't realise. I think for me, the clincher was the song.
Shitty.
And not and rather than, please don't poop anything that doesn't work or that's broken, don't shit herrings because
yeah,
they're too
please.
Damn salty.
They don't want to be salty on
I'm watching
the old
my
salty
cholesterol.
Rim.
So
like,
you
unless
get
it's a margarita, we don't need it.
No, give us the hazelnuts, please. That's much better. I'd rather get herrings than hazelnuts.
Also,
I love herrings.
I don't want to be putting a hazelnut that literally looks like a little poop in my mouth when we've all just been singing shit-tio.
Oh, do you think that's the purpose? Are they supposed to look like little mini poos?
Maybe a little bit, actually, yeah.
Nougats. To me, that sounds
maybe,
like a little
you know,
poo.
The Catalonians all have a really, really good relationship with their gut and their bum. And like maybe,
do they?
Maybe, I don't know, but maybe this is... last week I did see we actually had two downloads from Spain. So the two people
Spain.
Please get in touch. I actually want to... I really want to learn more about this tradition.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think we should do it really soon.
Yeah, definitely. I could do it as Maria if you want.
Perfect.
You know, my little Maria.
Yeah, perfect.
She is from Barcelona, Maria. But she's a little girl. But she can do the beating of the log.
Yeah, she can. I could be the log.
Oh, Claude's. I'm not going to beat you.
Well, I mean, you let me dress up as a shit at the Pukos Festival. Oh my God, we actually could reenact this because I actually do have the costume, don't I?
We could beat the shit out of you.
Yeah,
you beat the shit out of you.
Oh my God, is that where this comes from?
Holy crap. It was a bit like when our friend tried to start sexting and a guy replied saying he was going to fuck the shit out of her. I don't know why that really made me laugh. Some people are bad at sexting. Beat the shit.
Where does the phrase beat the shit?
Ugh. Is it not?
Maybe I have to edit this. According to the Oxford Dictionary.
Yeah, that's the only reliable.
Oh, I don't want to start a free trial.
No.
Somebody tell us the answer.
Please, if you... So we've got many questions for you, you deluded listener.
I don't know why this happened.
But if you know where the etymology of that, could you please let us know?
Yes. I want to know. This is driving me mad. Okay. We'll figure it out. By the next episode, we will know this. Anyway, it's been real.
Yeah. I'm just trying to look it up myself as if you're fucking incapable of Googling.
I mean, I am.
So maybe we wrap this up here. We've got both caught in a Google spiral. We love you. We appreciate you. And we'll get back to you soon.
And soon we will absolutely beat the shit out of you.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, hold on. Did we say where to email us at? It's in the notes.
It's in the notes.